My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today is August 25th, 2017. My location is CRA, and my relationship to the interviewee is Advocate.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Veja. I'm 32 years old, and I just found out I have hepatitis C. Today's date is August 25th, 2017. Location, CRA. Relationship to interviewer is Advocate.
Hi, Peter. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with me today. I know you just introduced yourself, and you made mention to hepatitis C, and that you just found out today that you were hepatitis C positive. But before we get into the details of that and your experience with that today, I just wanted to ask you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I wasn't always like this. I started shooting heroin back in 2008, and I used to drink a lot before I became a heroin addict, and I never really had any illnesses or any serious health problems. I was always pretty healthy, and ever since I became a heroin addict, it just been ruining my whole life, and I've been experiencing it now for years, for many years, that what it really is, and this drug, this addiction, it's very bad. I actually regret that I got addicted to heroin, and I wish I never started messing with it, and it just ruined my life. And I used to have a job before, in my own car and my own apartment, and a nice girlfriend and everything, and this drug, and it made me lose everything, and now I'm just totally homeless. I don't have nothing. The only thing I got is clothes on my back, and I wouldn't recommend to nobody to start messing with heroin or any other drugs, or because it's very bad. I wish I never touched it before in my life, and I wish I could go back in the past and start it, all over, but that's impossible. So what I could do now is just try to do better and try to start fix my life, because I don't want to keep going like I am doing now. And every day I pray to God that He'll bless me and all of us here on earth, because we need Lord God and His help.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. And, Peter, I think that, where there's a will, there's a way, and it looks like you have the will. You're moving in that right direction. Now, I've seen you here before, haven't I?
Yes.
And seeing you here before, people don't come to this van just to come to it. They come here because they have a purpose.
Yeah.
And they want help. you know, you're taking those first steps towards help. And I think...
And I'm glad that there is help here. I'm so happy for that. I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely glad to meet you. And I know that CRA is going to do everything they can to help you, especially once we finish this interview. So you got your diagnosis today. And how did that make you feel?
Well, it didn't really like shock me that hard, but because I kind of figured something's wrong with me, because like before I just noticed lately, like wherever I get scratched or cut up anywhere, then it gets infected very easily. And I didn't have that kind of problem before. And because it happens to me pretty often, because I scrap every day, you know, I collect scrap metal. I'd be a junkin' every day, and that's how I collect junk and I take it to the scrapyard, and that's how I get my money to support my addiction. Mm-hmm. And because of that, all the scrap metal and stuff that I touch all the time, that's how very often I get scratched and cut, and a lot of times they get infected. And I didn't have that problem before.
Yeah.
And but like, yeah, I knew something was wrong, but it hit me a little, but it didn't shock me that hard, but yeah, it hit me a little though.
So knowing that you now have disease, how will that change your life?
Well, it makes me want to get away from it. Once it's gonna make me stop it.
Okay.
Because it's scary. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm scared, you know, and because I don't know, you know, how bad it can get, you know. And I like, it's a good thing, like, I found it out now today, because I didn't having it for years, but now I know I've probably been having it for months. And it might not seem like a long time, but it's already there. So, and that's it's scary. It's scary to me, and I'm just glad I could get help, and it just makes me want to stop this, and it just make me want to quit, because I'm really scared.
Well, you know, sometimes fear is a good thing. It reminds us that we're human. And that life has limitations.
Right.
So, do you know how hepatitis C is transmitted from person to person?
I thought that it could travel through saliva too, and blood. Like, I thought it travels through any type of body fluid.
So hepatitis C is a blood-borne virus, so it travels through the blood. And the way that it gets into one person's body to the next is it has to get into that person's bloodstream. So an easy way for that to happen is through contaminated needles, syringes,
or open wound.
An open wound where blood gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
The works that a person uses to shoot up, the cookers, the cleaners, the water, things like that. So hepatitis C can live inside those things. So it can be spread by sharing those things.
Okay.
And even the fingernail clippers, razors, tattoo needles and ink and stuff like that. It can transmit hepatitis C from one person to the next.
Okay. Yeah, then that's something new I just learned now. Yeah, because I didn't know that.
Okay. And... Do you know that there was a cure for hepatitis C?
No.
There is a cure for hepatitis C. And once you go through the next steps, I'm pretty sure that CRA will talk to you about treatment and what your options are and get you to the right people. You know, I know you said a lot, and you gave some advice in the beginning of the interview. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you like to give the people who are listening, people who may be currently using or people that may not know their hepatitis C status? What would you say to them?
To try to stay away from any kind of drugs and from any kind of things that's got anything to do with injecting into the body, into the bloodstream, and life is way better staying sober and without drugs and alcohol and the illegal stuff.
Okay, well, Peter, we definitely thank you for your message, and we wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.